saw you out there grazing on some grass. Couldn't help but notice that gorgeous ass. That tail flipped so seductively, almost like a hand was welcoming me. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. Hey, baby girl, do you want an apple? I'll take you to the wedding chapel. Hey, baby girl, do you want some grains? Your hindquarters are making me insane. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. I might be a man, you might be a horse, but this bond between us is an overwhelming force. If they could see inside us, then they'd know that it's true. Then you'd be inside of me, and I'd be inside of you. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you, no. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you.
Dude, that's gonna be number one.
Real hot, hot peppers.
It's gonna be number one on the bestiality charts.
Jesus. Hot, hot peppers does it again. Man.
Tremendous.
What a song, by the way.
A genuine love song about a man and his horse.
I've sat on that for a while because we had a horse-atorium on stories like that. That song gets in your head very easily.
I know.
And I have found myself, I don't want to fuck you.
It's a legit song about horse fucking.
It's a legit pop song. It might become an anthem.
You could send that out somewhere.
To where?
New Zealand might...
It defined a state that's very pro
horse fucking
and animals,
specifically
fucking.
Horses. Though I can see some people having a prejudice, being like, "Oh, you're an aristocrat because you're fucking horses. I'm over here fucking the pigs and the sheep, the low level animals."
What a beautiful ballad! Not every day you hear a ballad like that.
It's pretty good.
You call it a power ballad.
You should play it at a wedding or something, just to. People be like, wait, what am I hearing here?
You have a wedding coming up.
True. Might have to blast it over there.
People would be like, what the fuck?
I think people at first are like
fairly normal. Like, you don't really know. You're not listening close. You're like, wait, did it just say, I don't want to fuck you?
And then people get into it, and then they hear the after, and they're like, oh, ooh, it's racy. And then you're like, wait, no, this guy's talking about a horse. But he says he doesn't want to fuck him.
Yeah, but he wishes he could.
Yeah,
that's all. It's about
a guy. It's a guy who's fighting his urges.
Yeah,
it's a deep song.
It's very deep.
It's gonna be
college classes may talk about
the size of a horse wiener. It's going to be real deep. Mom, what was that song about?
I don't know. He didn't want to fuck something. I don't know why. Yeah. I want to fuck it.
I'm so horny that.
Have your mother, Brandon.
Oh, I don't want to have sex with you.
Yeah. Well, I would, you know, me neither.
Are you? Did you? I gotta go.
Speaking of animals, you should plug your t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. Hey, buy the fight t-shirt. Wait, this might come out after the fight.
Oh, yeah. Good
but
point.
But since does. I am the victor, hey, guys. This is right after the fight. I've just beat the shit out of Luis Gomez. Make sure you get your collector edition.
We could do this before the fight, though, too.
Oh, that's a good point. All right. Hey, guys, the fight hasn't happened yet. Make sure you get your fight t-shirts. You can go to danishandoneal.threadless.com. That's danishandoneal.threadless.com. You can get it on a shirt. You can get the fight artwork on a shower curtain, on a fucking thermos. Wherever the fuck you want, on sweatshirts, whatever you need. It's Threadless. They're amazing. I just got one sent to me today, and it feels amazing. Great quality, beautiful logo.
Forgot to say this last episode. It's going to be belated 30th to John Legg, and happy 29th to Brandon.
Happy birthday, Brandon! What are you going to do for your birthday, Brandon? What do? Blow out the candles? You can't get candles in there because you're in prison.
My cellmate got me a shank.
Of meat?
I don't think so. Let me ask him.
We mentioned Mickey Gall last episode, so I don't know. Maybe we won't.
Whatever.
Do the switch.
It doesn't really matter at this point. It's the magic of podcasting.
That's true. Because of that beautiful intro.
We can't refer to anything from the last episode, though.
It's true.
But
we're going all. This is going to be an all animal episode. There will be no animal and human fucking. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
I'm not saying there will be no animal fucking.
I think we lost about 50% of our listeners.
That's true.
Can you just say that maybe there will be some animal fucking?
There might be.
Okay.
So this is all animals all the time. We're going to start off with this horrific story from Frank. CBS News. This is we're going to Pennsylvania.
It's a good animal state.
Dan Worley.
Is that a real name?
The Whirly Bird. Yeah. Dan Worley.
What a great name.
Whirly.
Whirly.
Dan Worley and his 7-year-old daughter, Layla. They were kayaking over there in Adams County, Pennsylvania, on Sunday. The trip took a dark turn, according to the writer of this. Large beaver attacked their kayak.
What? Was it his wife's beaver?
I don't think it was. This is a mystery.
A large beaver attacked their kayak?
Attacks the kayak. Dan Worley took to Facebook to talk about how he had to fight this thing.
What? He had to battle a beaver? The Battle of Beaver Creek.
Worley says he, Layla, and their dog are on the creek by their house. You feel something grab the kayak. First, he says he thought it was just his dog pulling the boat, pulling his leg. The classic dog.
Wait, where was the dog? In the boat or was it swimming next to him?
Must have been swimming.
Okay.
Thinks it was a gag.
It's fucking, classic gag by the old dog.
He wrote on Facebook, it was a big-ass crazy beaver.
Dude, does this guy know what a beaver looks like?
He said it kept trying to bite and get into the kayak after me. I kept beating it with the paddle. This went on for a few minutes. It wouldn't give up.
Wait, a few minutes?
This is no...
What?
This is no normal
beaver.
Dude,
this might have just been some bucktooth hillbilly who was drunk. I wanted that kayak.
His photos show a beaver jumping out of the water, appearing to bite an oar. Why is he taking pictures? You're battling this thing, Dan.
For minutes.
Put your camera down.
Oh, dude, it might have had rabies.
It turned out it did have rabies.
Okay. That explains why it was.
It's basically like fighting a beaver on
PCP. Is there a picture of it?
Yeah, I'll show you after.
I've seen some decent sized beavers.
Are they hairy or what are they
they're
like?
They're pretty hairy.
Are they smelly?
But the water just glistens like right off their coat.
Very nice.
It's like a waterproof, waterproof
right off,
pussy.
Right off that pelt. He said finally it swam to the opposite side of the creek and turned and saw Layla on her kayak, who's 30 yards in front. She's in a separate kayak.
Oh, boy.
She's 7.
Oh, and he's like, wait, I tried the big bull. Now I'm going for the young calf.
I see the wounded lion.
Here
Why
we
not go.
Go
for that one? The wounded gazelle, I should say. It takes off straight after. I yell at her to get to the shore.
No, then the thing will chase you.
I jump out of my kayak to help.
Oh, now he's in the water? With this beaver?
He's in it with the rabid beaver.
Oh, dude, I'd be like...
He's entered rabid beaver
I'd
creek.
Be like, don't worry. We'll get you to the hospital, get you those rabies shots.
You have another sister. She'll live. He says the beaver made it to Layla's kayak and started climbing onto the back. This is like a horror movie.
Oh, no. And she's like, no! Did she climb to the front?
He said she was screaming bloody murder. She's got the crazy beaver. She sees her old man beating with a paddle for minutes, and it's not killing it.
By the way, she didn't know at all that... Did she know that the beaver was in there, or was she just ahead of him?
She was ahead.
What the fuck her dad was
she
doing.
She may have been on a Walkman. Who knows? Listening to some tunes. iTunes.
Oh, my God. This is harrowing. What a harrowing tale.
It says the tenacious beaver wouldn't give up.
Tenacious.
Like, it sounds like a pussy. That
Dude.
someone's pussy wants to get fucked. It won't give up.
That's a weird way to save a life-endangering beast.
It's not good. Yeah, it's like it won't.
It's got rabies.
Worley says he punched the animal. Fell into the water. This guy hit it with a fist.
How do you punch a beaver?
He fisted.
Don't break those teeth out.
He fisted that beaver.
Jesus. And this thing's got rabies now.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know that.
He could have cut himself.
I think he would probably presume it has something. Then it started lunging back at him. This thing's not. It feels a man's punch and it's coming back.
This thing should go to the UFC. This is the cabbage of beavers.
Ultimate beaver fighting champion.
Guy could take a fucking punch.
He said,
"I was take a paddle."
He said, "I was punching, kicking, and trying to get away from it. This thing wants to engage."
What was its? What was this beaver's end goal?
To kill him, I guess. I don't know.
Just bite him.
Yeah, I guess.
This is like that movie Zombeaver.
He said, "I ran to the bank with Layla, and it followed me, still trying to attack us." Because it won't back down. Whirly says the attack continued on land. So this guy's fighting in the kayak, in the water, onto the land.
Dude, this sounds like the Diaz Brothers' new fight league. It's water, kayak, land.
And you're on a wooden pontoon that the beaver can take apart.
It's Beaver Fight League.
He says he started pummeling the beaver with rocks, but it still wouldn't stop.
Dude, maybe this was a cyborg beaver.
This is crazy.
This could have been the new Terminator beaver.
I don't know what this thing is. After about five more big rocks to the head, it swam away a little bit, then came right back.
The fuck? Dude, what do you think was going through that beaver's head? He's like,
this
all
guy
right.
must have been terrified. He's giving it everything he's got.
He should have climbed a tree.
Can they climb? He had the 7-year-old, though. She may not be
able
to
climb.
Put
him on his shoulders. So this beaver's like, all right, I've had enough of the rocks. You know what? Fuck this guy. I'm going back. I've gone this far.
Thought better
I'm
of it.
I'm finishing this
it
fucking
was like,
dude.
What would the other rabid beavers say if I come back and I don't kill one of them?
Dude, I have battled this guy for like 10 minutes. I'm going back in.
You imagine, by the way, you're just fishing and you're looking over. Do you help? Or are you just like, what the fuck? This guy's fighting this beaver for 20 minutes.
Dude, by the way, a beaver is a scary looking thing.
Oh.
When they come out, because they're all dirty and mangy and gross.
They have big fucking
flat
teeth.
Tail. That big chompers.
Well, imagine one that won't quit no matter what you do to it.
And those things can eat through trees,
you know,
man.
This guy's getting tired by now. He's ran after his daughter.
Yeah, he didn't train for this.
He had an adrenaline dump.
He didn't know he was fighting in the water and the sea and land.
He had to be a Navy SEAL to go in this creek. He said, I grabbed a big stick and smacked it on the head. The daughter must be beyond traumatized seeing her father.
I think she just goes, you run. You just run.
Not only was she almost killed, she's seeing her father hit a beaver in the head with a huge rock like 50 times.
This makes me scared to swim in a river now.
This is
some
insane.
Crazy beaver comes in and starts biting on you.
He grabs a big stick and smacks it on the head 5 times as hard as
those things are fast, too.
As hard as I could, and the last hit crushed its skull.
And it still came after him.
He said, it sounds like a damn horror movie, the way she was screaming and the water splashing. He wrote on the short video clip he took of the rabid beaver. I'm just glad it didn't bite either of us. Our sissy bloodhound hid safely in the weeds far away during all this. He's pissed.
Do you think that he fucking put that dog down? He's like, I was happy. Out there. Where the fuck were you?
I got you for one goddamn reason. It wasn't to fuck you. To protect us from rabid beavers.
Did we fuck? Yes, of course we did.
Dad says he contacted the old Pennsylvania Game Commission about the beaver attack. And they urged him to go to the hospital and get a rabies shot.
Yeah.
They're like, you use a condom on that beaver? One of his photos on Facebook shows the beaver upside down.
Let me see the beaver.
Apparently unconscious with blood on his buck teeth and his fur ragged.
It's only unconscious?
Hold on. I'll go to it after because it's all the way at the top. The Pennsylvania Game Commission, Pennsylvania Health Department, Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture said the beaver tested positive for rabies. It's the first reported beaver ever in Adams County, according to Worley. He wants that known that he got the first rabid beaver.
Oh, wow.
In the area.
This guy's going to be going to the history books.
Yeah.
Do you know that my dad was the first guy to be attacked by a rabid beaver? I know that everyone's getting attacked now.
Here's one of the, one of the boulders that struck its skull and didn't kill it.
He has like
it's
a little,
in our living room.
A little shrine set up.
Think he deserves to stuff this thing.
I think he's going to be
put
like,
it on his car. That deserves to be a hood ornament after this battle.
At least get the teeth as necklace to hang off your chest.
He's had 8 rabies shots so far, and he has 3 more to go.
Damn. Dude, I think when at parties, it's like a large Marge story. It's like, it was a day just like today.
He better make a fucking hat out of this goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Look at the size of that. It's almost as tall as him in the fucking first photo.
Yeah, they're big. They could be pretty. Oh, yeah, that's a big old beaster, man.
Look at those teeth.
Oh, that guy's not what I expected.
He looks like, yeah.
He's an interesting fellow. For some reason, I don't know why I pictured like
a jack
some
guy?
like some jack dad with a fucking Subaru with his kayaks on the roof.
No, this is just some weekend type out there on the creek with his daughter.
Yeah, he's
what a fucking battle. By the way, after this battle, he had the wherewithal to make his daughter take a picture of him holding this rabid beaver upside down.
Dude, there could have been packs of rabid beavers in there. He didn't know. I'd be getting the fuck out.
I'd be like, hey, let's call it a day. Let's not test our luck in these goddamn...
He's still in the water when he takes the picture. Like, he's up to his waist in the water.
By the way, the water looked about like 3 feet deep, and he had a goddamn life vest on. You need a bulletproof vest in this fucking place.
Yeah, life vest for that? Well, I don't know. That guy could have probably taken a tumble in there. If that kayak goes upside down, that guy's not getting back up.
So we go from crazy beaver attack from Philip. We head to Germany. I got this a couple people sent me this. It's from The Guardian. So where in Germany is this? City of Karlsruhe? So emergency services got a call from some guy. He said he was being chased by a baby squirrel and it wouldn't leave him alone.
A baby squirrel. Come
on. So the cops showed up. The man is unnamed because I think he's deeply humiliated by this. He called him in desperation after he couldn't shake this thing. Wouldn't leave him alone.
Was it following him in a car? He's like, I took a right. It took a right. I pulled up this alley. It followed me in the alley.
They sent a patrol car to investigate.
Maybe this squirrel's CIA.
It could be. Could be deep state. They arrived to find the chase was still going on. The squirrel, apparently the chase ended when the squirrel was so exhausted that it just lay down and fell asleep.
That's how most...
This poor fucking guy. You know how
most life-threatening chases end?
This poor fucking guy has to live in this town now.
Also, it was a baby squirrel. What was it doing?
I could feel sympathy for this guy because this probably would frighten me, but... At some point, either you're like, I'm either going to kill this thing or I'm going to go inside a store or get in somewhere and just lose it. It's not going to follow you everywhere.
Maybe he went into multiple stores everywhere he went.
It was outside.
He's like, ditched it. Oh, no, baby squirrel. There it is.
He was in a sewer and he looks up and it's there.
I bet he went to a clothing store, bought a new outfit, and wore it out of the store, and there was the baby squirrel waiting for him again.
He cut all his ponytail off, dyed his hair blonde, got a whole new look.
I heard this has been going on for 11 years.
He moved from France, now he's in Germany.
And when he looked out the window on the plane, he saw the baby squirrel on the wingtip.
The squirrel's now 18. It started when it was a baby.
Which now you can fuck it. You can fuck the baby squirrel.
So officers
took... He's like, you're not a baby anymore, are you?
Rather than take pity on the man, they took pity on the baby squirrel.
Yeah, it's a little tyke's tired.
They theorized that it became separated from its mother and targeted the man because it was searching for a new home.
Because he had huge tits, like his mom?
It had 8 squirrel tits on his chest. They say it often happens that squirrels which have lost their mothers look for a replacement and then focus their efforts on that one person. And so it became obsessed with this man.
This is like a total stalker. This is like a Tinder date gone bad.
He had to get a restraining order.
I can't do it anymore. It's like the lady sent 60,000 text messages.
Do you think he called anyone else? And like, what should I do? And they're like, call the cops? Like, why was that his number one?
Get a
one
bucket.
Course?
Put a bucket over the top of it. Pick it up. Hold it.
Chewed its way through. What if they were best friends? Why didn't he give it a chance?
I bet they used to be lovers and then something fell apart and then a squirrel came to get her shit back.
This police spokeswoman said the animals can be very persistent, not just running behind someone, but entirely fixating on them. It can be pretty scary. She's just doing the PR so they don't get sued.
Yeah, I've met some people like this.
The man didn't know what to do, and so he called the police. He was certainly feeling a bit threatened.
Dude, you could crush a baby squirrel with your foot.
My father killed an adult squirrel with his bare hands and a brick. It's the police on the scene seemed more amused than alarmed. According to this report, this guy must have been pissed.
He's like, do something. Like, it's so cute.
The police write-up says a squirrel will be our new mascot. It will be christened Carl Friedrich.
If it survives.
That's true.
I mean, are they really going to raise this thing?
They said the squirrel has fallen asleep in fright. Real making mocking this guy's troubles. the PR lady said it was just a bit of fun. The officers thought up a name that would suit the baby squirrel. Officers took the sleeping Carl Friedrich into police custody. I don't know if he was arrested or not. And then to an animal rescue center where they said it was doing well.
Dude, if they keep this squirrel, they're going to hate it. This thing's going to be jumping on all of their shit, pissing on stuff. The squirrel is like one of the last animals you want to have in their house. They're so fucking They got that high twitch fiber, and that then they just fucking move like dart everywhere.
Yeah, I don't trust squirrels either.
They're just rats.
There's a reason
with puffy tails.
Reason the word squirrely means like I don't trust them. So there you go. So yeah, that man had a tough. That's a tough day.
That is a
tough
day.
And the cops didn't seem to really give a fuck about the guy.
You're not going to find any sympathy from anybody.
No. And now it's out, and people are going to figure out if you live in that area.
That beaver guy, what a pussy. I literally beat a beaver that could have killed me to death with my bare hands.
He had no cell service to add to his horror film. He's like, I can't call the cops.
That guy was not calling any cops. That guy was going to take matters into his own hands.
I heard the beaver ate his phone. He's like, this is between, we're settling this here and now.
Was he in school? Hey, the beaver ate my homework.
Probably. That guy could take like a month off of work. They have rabies.
I heard that those shots, A, are super fucking expensive.
Probably hurt.
And B, yeah, they're fucking crazy. I heard it's like 20 grand or something to treat rabies.
That guy, though, can have his high-o joke for the rest of his life is, I had a tangle with a rabid beaver. He can wear a shirt. Bumper sticker. What if this becomes his whole identity? He is like a beaver man license plate.
Beaver Slayer?
Yeah, why not be the fucking... The guy, that's like an epic battle. How often in today's society can you have an epic battle one-on-one to the death like that?
You think he's going to open up
a fighting center of beavers?
It's almost like the Graceland, but his house is just dedicated to the beaver fight.
I'd go look at
you. You would travel great distances.
If I were in that area,
to go see this guy.
I wouldn't fly to him, but if I were in the area, I might stop it.
He's on the porch. Let's go talk to him.
And then what if he is like an NFL player who retires and he's chasing the ghost of what want, and now he has to find rabid animals to fight.
Guy's like the Rudy of beaver slayers.
No, but he wants like other rabid animals to attack him as he misses.
Yeah, he wants that fame
glory
again.
Yeah.
You know what? You got to go out there and get a grizzly attack.
Yeah, well, he might be working his way up the mammal food chain.
You got to fight a wolverine, maybe.
A wolf?
Yeah, but wolves don't attack people.
Then you could attack this guy. What if he's like, maybe I'm the problem. I keep getting attacked.
They could have smelled, he might have smelled good. But then he attacked his daughter.
Yeah, that's true. So we're heading to Charlotte now. This is MSN. This is a bizarre story. So there have been three deaths among North Carolina's wild horse community that have shaken.
Wait, North Carolina is a wild horse community?
I guess.
Wait, is that the name of the community or they have actual wild horses?
It says North Carolina's wild horses, and they've shaken guardians of the 400-year-old feral herd.
Dude, I didn't know North Carolina had fucking feral horses.
Neither did I.
What?
I guess.
Are these like the Mustangs of the West?
They say Spanish like settler explorers brought them over, and they just stayed there forever.
Weird.
They say that it's... the herd, there's a herd manager. How are they wild horses? There's a herd manager.
Because it's like protect. Yeah, they're probably protected.
So this lady's name is Meg Puckett.
Puckett, that'd be the word. Who has it? What kind of name is Puckett?
Two tears in a Puckett. Fuck it. She said it's natural to have deaths, but we generally see maybe 3 to 4 deaths in a year, not a summer. This is really devastating.
Whoa.
It's all just happened in a short amount of time, so it was hard on us. Taking these wild horse deaths hard. Causes are varied, leaving experts at a loss on what's going on here.
My mind is still blown a little that there's wild horses in North Carolina.
Well, this one's easy to explain. One was struck and killed by a vehicle. Okay. So there you go. Imagine hitting a goddamn horse with a car.
No, I mean, you could die.
Jesus.
You could literally die. Christ. We had one of our cows get hit by a car, and that's fairly similar. It was a fucking bloodbath.
Oh, it's a big beast. Two others, including an orphan foal. Is it foal or foal?
Foal.
Foal had to be euthanized because of critical health problems. Say the nonprofit Corolla Wild Horse Fund, if you want to donate.
What? What a weird thing.
Among the deaths, they say, in quotes, one of the wildest of the banker stallions. 20-plus-year-old horse named Trooper. They give these things names.
Was dead from a chupacabra?
Who had, in quotes, absolutely no use for humans, according to a post on the fund's Facebook
page. How do they know?
I guess they tried. They're like, hey, Trooper. And he's like, fuck you.
I got no use for humans. Get the fuck out of here.
I'm a rebel. I'm Trooper. I'm one of the wildest horses, this wild horse
fucking group.
Dude, these are the kind of people that fuck horses.
They love them. They're like, I need to be near these wild ones. Fuck, anyone can fuck a tame horse.
But Trooper?
Can you fuck
if you can fuck Trooper.
Can you break him? Trooper had survived broken bones and a savage bite over the past 2 years, but had to be euthanized June 8th after being kicked by another horse. That's horse on horse violence.
Horse kicked?
Trooper, dead. You got taken out.
Yeah, what if he would have fucking...
Got taken out.
What if he would have survived? They're like, I don't know. We got
to
kill this.
Puckett says the kick was strong enough to cause his lung to collapse. It's a mean kick. Might be trained. Might be a new trained martial arts horse.
Who was it? Was it Conor McGregor out there training?
It's the new Trooper.
It was dressed in a horse costume.
It's a horse in the grass.
Kicks a guy.
Trooper died on top of one of the dunes at dusk, looking out over the ocean. Puckett said in a Facebook post.
That's when they euthanized it?
Yeah.
Like, Trooper, look out there. No, don't walk away.
Keep looking.
Trooper, stand right here.
Give us one last neigh before you die.
Trooper, we're trying to do something good for
you. He's got no use for humans.
Why is he running away?
He's got no use for humans, even in the death. She says he was rangy and salty and tough. A true blue beach pony.
True blue beach pony. What is this guy? It's like she writing like fucking housewife like, erotica.
Sounds like something Gary Keeler would narrate.
This is just beach pony.
True blue beach pony.
He is a true blue beach pony.
Trooper taught me that some wild things will always be wild, even if you have the best intentions to help them.
That sounds super sexual.
Some horses just aren't meant to be tamed. What is this? Shawshank Redemption. Some birds just aren't meant to be caged. The feathers are too bright.
Dude, what a fucking weird poetic ending to Trooper.
Mom, did you know that Trooper died?
Who's Trooper? State Trooper, I hope he dies. He locked you up, Brandon.
He was a beautiful beach pony.
You watching My Little Ponies again in there?
A little bit. I'm a brony.
What is that, macaroni?
I think it's guys that like My Little Pony.
You're a jabroni.
Oh, I'm that too.
Historians trace the origin of the Corolla wild herd to Spanish Mustangs brought to the coast 400 years ago by settlers.
That was my last one. Mom, how come I could never smell what the Rock was cooking?
I don't know. You got to do cocaine? Who knows? Got a deviated septum. You've always had it, Brandon. You know that. You got low T.
What's that?
Who knows? I don't know.
Is that like Mr. T?
Sure. I pity the fool. Can't get a bone.
The horses have adapted in countless ways to the outer banks, including using the dry sand to whittle down their ever-growing hooves. They don't even need hoof trimming. Whatever the hell you do to them.
They're also taking public transportation more often. They've really adapted.
They prefer Lyft to Uber.
They're using bird scooters.
They shop at Whole Foods.
Like, what kind of adaptation?
There's 90 to 100 horses in the herd.
This is small.
Typically live into their 20s.
Not when they're dropping them like Trooper.
One of the more interesting members of the herd, maybe the most, included in the herd is a mule.
A descendant?
They let it in. It said it descends
and
from
somebody
farm
keeps
stock.
Fucking it.
They said it descends from farm stock that mixed into the herd decades ago when farmers... worked, this is some place called the Barrier Islands. These are on islands?
We need a North Carolina
correspondent to get to this wild horse island.
They do have a lot of that.
You know what this island
should
be called? It's Horse Fucker's Paradise. Yeah. If you make it onto
Horse
it.
Island. Or Horse Cock Island.
Don't get near Trooper, though.
Dude, who's the horse that keeps fucking this mule to keep the bloodline going?
They're like, stop already. We keep trying to get this thing out of here.
Guy's like, dude, I can't help it, man.
Look at him.
I'm tired of fucking horses. I gotta fuck this mule. Have you ever had mule pussy? It's the smoothest pussy you'll ever have.
Unbelievable.
Guys, don't look at the outside. Wait till you feel the inside.
This horse lover, Puckett lady, says the bites and broken bones Trooper endured over the years are back to Trooper. They can't get enough of them.
She's like, I loved him so much. She's like, I wear his cock around my necklace.
Endured over the years, a reminder of the daily struggle the horses face to survive on the islands. Yeah, but he's fighting other horses. It's not...
the daily struggle. What are you talking about?
I don't think humans are biting Trooper. It's other horses are fucking with
him. I like the daily struggle it is to survive on this island.
The Corolla Wild Horse Fund was created in 1989 to raise awareness of growing threats to the herd, including island development and growing traffic.
Here's my problem. These aren't indigenous creatures, one. Two, it's like a throwback of a bunch of scumbags that came here. Then they left their fucking horses.
We should ship them off to Spain. Yeah. Take your property
back.
Here's
your goddamn horses back. Dude, fuck this. I don't get... Are we saying that like 300 years ago? It doesn't matter. These aren't indigenous creatures. I think we should go in there and shoot them all.
How low on your charity list is the Corolla Wild Horse one? It's like, I could give it to juvenile cancer. I could,
We're going to keep these fucking horses that aren't even supposed to be here. You realize that other animals, like an invasive species like this, they fuck
with the
ecosystem. Yeah, everything. They kill them. But horses, no. Just like we can't eat horse meat. I got news for you. Other places, they eat horse meat.
You should go to Coral this Island. Maybe.
Yeah, I'll eat trooper.
That lady would cry.
Ah, what are you doing?
She probably made a statue of this fucking thing on that bluff wherever the hell he died. More than 20 members of the herd have been killed by vehicles, say the fund.
I would just go out there.
I don't think a huge truck
is trying to hit these
things. I
want to
pay for fucking the foundation of driving on this island. Sounds crazy.
Yeah.
You got wild horses running around.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
You better drive a Hummer or an 18-wheeler. You can't be driving like a smart car. You get fucking murdered.
A Hummer? I would love to give Trooper a Hummer. That's what that lady said before he died.
Yeah. And they're like, wait, the car? And she just didn't say anything.
Just looked around.
She's like, well... Trooper did have one use for humans.
People like, wait, you fucked him?
What? Gotta go.
Maybe. It's like, you're fired. It's fucking disgusting.
Experts always had to intervene, protective measures in place, including fences, but the mayor struck by a vehicle in June revealed the threat remains.
Also, here's my thing. You gotta struggle to keep a bunch of things that weren't supposed to be on this island alive. What's the point?
And they're wild.
They're
wild animals.
Nature is trying to kill them. Just let it fucking happen. Why are you forcing these things to survive?
They're like, don't mess it with the mule. Keep that thing alive.
This mule's a local farm animal.
This is such a huge problem. That was the first horse struck since 2012. So it's
been building fences for that. They were on a hot streak, and then boom.
Drunk driver killed it.
Dude, so you have a wild mule. Who cares? Get it out of there.
Puckett cares.
Is it the donkey or the mule that can't procreate?
It's the donkey.
The donkey. They like just breed two. Oh, a mule and a horse is a donkey, right? And they're sterile?
Sounds right.
Maybe, okay.
This county adopted laws to protect the horses. This isn't government. They're protecting these horses via fucking laws. This is crazy. It's illegal to intentionally be within 50 feet of these horses.
What if the horse keeps walking towards you? You're like, dude, stay 50 feet away. I'm going to get fucking arrested.
Trying to get me arrested back? It's
like,
fuck.
This is like a pedophile outside of school.
It says intentionally, though. That's unintentional.
Okay.
But what do you have to have a tape measure? Like, you're fucking 51 feet, dude. You better stop.
What if you're driving and you just slam on the brakes? He goes, that trooper?
Let's run up to him.
Stay 50 feet away from
you. You've never been here. And you're just like,
I want to go ride one of these horses on the side of the highway.
I got a saddle.
With no guy attending them. And one donkey.
Want to watch horses pound each other, is there any better locale than this?
Oh, yeah. But 100 wild horses fucking just
pounding in the fucking desert, in the beach sand.
I want to watch the one that fucking... destroyed Trooper's lug. I want to watch that one. Fuck. He sounds like a real maniac.
If he took out one of the baddest stallions, the True Beach Pony.
True Beach
Pony. There's a new True Beach Pony boy in town.
He's a True Beach Pony.
That could be one of the stupidest phrases I've ever heard tried to be used sentimentally.
True Beach Pony. I might get that tattooed. We need to get a shirt that says True Beach Pony.
Out of context, it's so bizarre that people are like, what the fuck does that mean?
Like a fucking horse running through the water.
Just wild.
It's a, I'm a True Beach Pony.
You know what it should be? A horse on a jet ski.
Yeah. Or jet ski or water skiing behind the boat. It's a wakeboarding.
That's one true goddamn surfing.
True beach pony.
Or just on a towel. Listen to a boombox. These horses, wait, so they're only protected by the county, but they're not protected by any state or federal law, says the horse one. So, like,
so everyone's like, dude, we're not, so
it's like, who's going to arrest me? No one.
We're not that into these horses.
It's the hey, the I'm within 50 like, feet. Fuck
I'm,
you.
I'm the county.
You can take it to county jail, I guess, but then the state's like, yeah, fuck it, let him go.
Yeah, they're like, don't waste your time. You got how close did he get? 30 feet? Did you measure it?
50.
No, I'm saying, but like, what if the guy got within? He's like, hey, I was 20 feet away.
That's trooper. He's a true fucking true blue beach pony, what? You piece of shit.
True blue beach pony.
I hope Puckett is, she's in, still in mourning.
I got to work that into my daily vernacular. True blue beach pony.
I don't know how often it's going to come up.
Well, now, whenever I see something I like, I go, that's a true blue beach pony right there.
It's like the new mint or cherry.
The people look at you like, what? But then they'll be like, oh, it sounds kind of cool.
I like it.
Whew, look at that. That's a true blue beach pony right there. True blue I've ever seen.
So stupid.
I love it. I love it so much.
Puckett. Oh, Puckett, you true blue beach pony lover.
You son of a bitch.
Well, I guess the herd goes on. Yeah, one herd, one horse doesn't define the. Yeah, it's not going to stop.
Trooper fell, but there's always a mule to pick up his slack.
If I were this lady, I'd get behind the trooper killer, the trooper cabra. They killed it, the kick.
Yeah.
Mule kicked it.
Yeah, she's definitely pissed at that horse.
Oh, she may shoot it.
But she's also oddly attracted to it.
She's like, he's dangerous.
He's a rebel.
He killed Trooper.
He knows
imagine what he could do to my body. Oh, man. So from True Blue Beach Ponies on to Mountain Lions. This is from Dre Day, a.k.a. Super Audio Network. He's going to the fights.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. For next week, you got to work True Blue Beach Pony into a sentence every day.
I might just tweet it out tomorrow with this episode. It won't be out until after your fight.
That's some True Blue Beach Pony shit right there.
And by the way, those wondering, this episode is recorded before the fights. We'll get to fight recap when I get back.
What if it's never even talked about? It's never brought up after again.
It could be. Might just be a true Blue Beach Pony talk all the time here. TBBP.
Blue. True Blue Beach. It's two B's. TBB.
P. You got to get that pony. By the way, who calls a wild horse a pony?
Someone who takes their job way too seriously.
She was 20 years old.
Yeah, that's all. How long they say live?
She paid as the herd manager?
Probably.
She have meetings with like the horses?
Dude, the county's paying
her. Is she allowed within 50 feet?
Yeah, she's allowed.
She names them.
She's allowed to suck 5 feet of it into her mouth.
Trooper had a yard of cock. Do you know how rare that is, even in the horse community?
often she's just like her husband's just like, I want you to ride me like a pony.
She wears a true blue beach pony hat.
She got two blue beach pony across her fucking butt cheeks.
She puts on a fucking a ponytail she bought at a weave store on her ass like a horse.
I want you to neigh.
Put these flies around your ass. What the fuck you?
Well, she probably swats them with like a horse tail.
Oh, man. So this is Glendale. This is local.
Glendale, California?
New cougars in town.
Ooh.
Captured on video. Quietly staking his claims in the Verdugo Hills.
Oh, yeah? That's a pretty big area, but yeah.
This guy's not given a name. This guy's name is Adonis. Why is he getting such a fucking... He's not P.
What happened to all the P's?
Yeah, why is he... all of a sudden they're like, hey, we ran out of P's in numbers. Let's call him Adonis.
This is a never-ending amount of pee.
This guy
numbers.
May have been a stripper who like came out Adonis.
Decided to move to the country.
He was captured on cameras hidden away by local conservationists.
This is my fear because I do a lot of pissing.
There's a lot of cameras up there.
Yeah, I know. And I know that I'm probably pissing in front of these cameras.
These conservationists think they think that Adonis, he's up there looking to fuck, looking for love.
Are there other cougars up there?
Yeah. One of these people, it's Johanna Turner and Dan Potter.
Are those the name of the cougars?
This is a conservationist. Those would be weird cougar names. he's fucking Johanna Turner now.
I really think they should give the cougars first and last names.
Adonis Jackson. Sounds like a great athlete, by the way. Adonis Jackson?
Yeah, why? Is there no athlete named Adonis Jackson?
Is Apollo Creed's son Adonis or no?
I can't remember.
I can't either. I'm too lazy to Google it.
I wasn't as into Creed as other people were.
It's all right. My brother keeps trying to send me to hype me up, and I'm like, I'm not that into it.
We saw it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. Yeah. I was like, it was solid. Yeah. It was
just like, you see Rocky.
People are jerking at the Dragos coming. I don't know. Anyway. So this lady Turner says, that's what completely drew Adonis on the first day we got him on camera. I think it was 2 days later, he was already with Nikita.
Whoa.
He's already fucking, dude. Adonis two is days. Like,
I fucked the whole mountain. I need to get a new one.
With a name like Adonis, he's up there just looking to pound.
And Nikita, wait, what is this? She doesn't have a P number either.
Yeah, these are cool, much cooler.
This Hollywood.
The Hollywood one.
He's way more famous.
He shouldn't be. Adonis and Nikita should be.
No, but P22 is famous. He should have a name.
He sounds like a robot.
Yeah, he needs a name.
He should be named like Peter.
Phil.
Peter 22.
Yeah.
It's Peter 22.
It's Carl.
Carl the mountain lion.
It's Carl Williams up there.
This article, this is literally what this says in this article. Nikita is the lady of the mountains above Glendale and Burbank. Okay.
Do these people, these people that follow horses and cougars and stuff,
they're insane.
What is going on here?
Biologists say every time Nikita tries to have a family, it only ends in heartbreak. The male that was king of the Verdugos, P41, why doesn't he have a human name?
He's got a P41.
Unexpectedly was found dead. Miguel Ordena said. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
He's a wildlife biologist, it says in the next sentence. He said P41 likely died from rat poisoning. All the kittens they had together didn't survive the wild.
Well.
Now local organizations.
Sounds like she's a shitty mother.
Well, she's just trying to fuck.
Yeah, she's like, I love fucking, but I hate these fucking kids.
Hates the result.
Hates the responsibility.
Local organizations are now trying to conserve pathways north to less urbanized areas so future offspring can leave when they're ready to start their own families. Why?
Dude, where do we just like facilitate? This is crazy. I think you just need nature to get them out of where they're not supposed to be.
This biologist says how you enjoy the park, how it looks right now. It's not going to be the same if top predators are out of the ecosystem, not keeping these prey populations in check. What, are deers going to be attacking humans?
Baby squirrels, dude. Everywhere.
I guess. How many mountain lions are there that are keeping these populations in check? There's like 5 of them.
And Nikita, this fucking slut. She can't even fucking...
Whore of the mountains.
Yeah. Nikita.
Verdugo? I barely know her. Hi-o. Turner said people who are scared of the wild animals should give them a chance.
Oh, what? For what? What does that mean? Oh, yeah. Let them come up to you.
I read this quote once before I read this article. I still don't get what this means.
True blue beach pony?
I wish. She said, if they aren't out there attacking people or chasing down hikers now, there's nothing that's going to change that.
What is that? How about toxoplasmosis?
Oh, she's saying like, so they're not doing it, so they're not going to do it.
Yeah, but
they are. They do that. Of them.
What about the one in Orange County where the guy just fucking died?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you get toxoplasmosis.
That ain't true blue beach pony, Turner.
Yeah.
Let's not try to sell it like it is.
They will attack you.
It's possible that Nikita and Adonis might not feel a connection, but these...
What?
That's what... Yeah. They don't know.
She's horny and then he's horny.
Yeah, he's looking to fuck, but may not be the one for him.
No, I'm just like, I don't know.
Conservationists...
Your claws aren't that long.
Said everyone can do their part by avoiding the use of rat poison for pests.
Well, that's weird because all I do is throw rat poison out when I go hiking.
Just to see what comes up. And other things in yards because they go up the food chain and can end up in the stomachs of mountain lions. So there you go. So good luck to Adonis trying to get that dick.
Dude, here's the thing.
Adonis is gay and he just wants friendship?
Yeah. What if he's a real pervert? He just wants to eat that butt while he jerks off.
Maybe he's into underage. Who knows?
Yeah, but here's the issue with the...
It is Adonis Creed, by the way. That is his
name. Okay. If those things eat those rats that are infected with toxoplasmosis or dogs,
and then they go crazy.
Yeah, then they start attacking the people. And it happens.
Yeah, I don't get why this lady's pretending like it's never happened. Definitely does happen.
It happens, bitch.
Yeah, stop denying it. This is from Brian. This is a bizarre study and a bizarre finding. This is from the Audubon.org. This is, I think, our first ever.
Wow, this is a high-class publication.
It is. This is maybe the classiest
we've ever
article. Discussed. This is the classiest lowbrow article that's ever been submitted, I think. So it's about crows, known as very smart birds. They say they're capable of solving complex problems, remembering human faces, even holding grudges. Yeah. Could a crow hold a grudge against a human? Like if you
probably
Jesus. They also flocked so that this finding by this there's a scientist who says
they're also good at Excel and PowerPoint.
They are, but they are bad with like interaction within offices. So like kind of dicks. So according to this scientist, they also flock to members of their own species after death in a behavior that looks like mourning, but which scientists think is closer to reconnaissance. These things are fucking dead crows.
Like, hey, remember when you fucked me over, you son of a bitch?
No, they're fucking the dead body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy died. Yeah. He's like, this is get revenge on you.
Yeah.
You so, fuck. I'm going to fuck you in the ass with your dead ass.
So they, according to this article, they say, what killed this bird? And then how do I avoid the same fate? Well, why would you fuck it to determine
Wait,
that?
What?
Yeah.
They're having sex with the body to feel what it died from?
Well, it says they go towards it. They that's what it is. But then they say there's this other thing they do when they encounter a fallen comrade, according to a new study published in the Royal Society Publishing Journal, Philosophical Transactions B. That's the journal name. Sometimes crows try to have sex with the dead crows.
So they're like, oh shit, this dude's dead. Let's fucking body.
See if we get diseases too.
That's what they used to do in World War II, I guess. When a troop would die, the buddies would all take his pants off and fuck him.
Yeah, not contagious.
Looks like he died of a bullet wound. Yeah. Why are you still fucking him, Todd?
True blue beach pony there.
It's not true. That's real true blue beach pony.
It says necrophilia isn't absolutely unheard of in the animal kingdom. Scientists have documented ground squirrels as being dead fuckers.
Okay.
Tegus. I don't know what that
is.
What
the fuck's tegus? Is that another bird?
I don't know. Mallards. Sea lions.
That's, those are ducks.
And otters, just to name a few.
Sea lions?
And sea lions. Fuck.
Dude, that's an ugly fucking sight. And otters?
Yeah.
Full fuck.
Fuck a dead otter.
What's the reason? Just easy pickings?
I don't know.
Just like, hey, nobody's gonna know.
They say, unfortunately, these are almost always opportunistic one-off observations that don't offer much insight into the animal mind. But Kaylee Swift, an animal behaviorist at the School of Environmental and Forest Sciences, the University of Washington, has changed all that. So he's examining dead animal fucking as their major.
He's like, what's... Do you have a...
she should work for TLC.
Do you have a minor? You're like, oh, yeah. It's,
it's a horse penis.
Yeah. So my major is animal necrophilia, and my minor is horse cocks.
Over the course of 2 years, this lady gave him 2 years of life.
Dude, isn't it amazing what we spend money on?
To study this. She's tracked down pairs of crows across the Seattle area and submitted them to one... of two controlled experiments. In the first one, she presented each pair with one of several taxidermied corpses she kept in her backpack. This lady doesn't sound like a fucking complete maniac.
And these crows were like, really, dude? I know this isn't a real fucking crow, real dead crow.
Either an adult crow, a juvenile crow, a pigeon, or a squirrel. She's testing if it's Brendan Dassey, which one is the crow?
The squirrel? Oh, it's the one with the tail?
In this study, she found that the majority of crows, 70%, refuse to interact with the dead animal, which makes sense. But they know it's a fucking stuffed thing. What do you? Yeah. I don't even get this.
So why don't they kill a real crow and throw him out there?
Yeah, why don't you get like a... So there's a risk.
Get like a really hot dead crow, throw it out there. There's going to be a line around the block of... other crows looking to fuck it.
According to her, she thinks there's a risk associated with approaching a corpse. You can contract a deadly disease.
Yeah,
you can get mobbed,
HIV.
Get mobbed by stinging insects, or perhaps get off by whatever killed the other animal. She said this is why she and her co-author John Marsloof, also of the University of Washington, believe crows perform these so-called funeral rituals. The animals are trying to learn about the threats in the area.
What? No, it's just like one dude. Like, they're all looking at him. He's like, hold on, guys. I'll figure this out. Let me. Oh, yeah. It feels pretty good.
Still figuring it out.
Yeah. Hold on, guys. Give me a couple more minutes.
4 weeks later. Yeah. I can't figure it out.
Hey, is Ted's body still up there? Because.
Oh, it's half decomposed. Yo,
I would love to just go up there and see if I could study what he died of for a little while longer.
In 10 of the 153 trials, these two people found that the birds threw caution to the wind, not just to peck at the crow corpse or try to feed from them, but engage
eat them and hand fuck them.
Engage in sexual behaviors.
So I think it's like probably the same in human population, just 10% fucking super fucking freaks.
These include either mounting the carcass, engaging in sex with their mates near the carcass. So you want to pound and look at the dead bird. Look at that piece of shit.
How horny is this dead crow making you? Yeah, me too. So
that dead crow. Or presenting themselves to the carcass.
My girlfriend wanted to make love to me next to a dead crow.
Yeah, so who cares?
Made her horny?
That's how I met your stepfather, Brandon. We were watching the crow at a drive-thru. Brandon Lee died. Yeah, so you're named after
a dead crow.
I named you Brandon after Brandon Lee.
So then they say some show, like, are doing a mating, like showing them whatever the ritual is.
Hey, I ain't scared to fuck this dead crow. You want to get with this, baby?
Think? You think it's going to kill me? Are you daring me to do it? I'll do it.
Yeah, I'll survive.
They said this was odd. This was an odd finding. They claim perhaps these behaviors could be explained by sheer confusion. They say they're smart, though.
Dude, they just... What's confusing about it? It totally ruins their entire argument. They literally just got done preaching on what intelligent creatures are. And then they go, but there's a little darker area.
It said, was it possible the crows didn't know the dummies were already dead? I think from what you've said, can recognize a human face. Sounds pretty fucking impossible.
I got news for you. You don't develop the ability to hold grudges before you have the ability to tell what's dead when you're fucking it.
I hate Jerry because he fucking once said he was going to throw me a piece of bread and he didn't. But I don't know if this thing's alive or dead. I'm going to fuck it to make sure.
I'm going to hold a grudge against this guy, but I'll tell you what. I cannot tell a dead body from a stuffed one.
This butthole is freezing cold, but I think it's alive. Fly away. Oh, it's dead. Damn it. I got fooled again. So Swift wanted to find out whether they can tell if they're dead or alive. She got a new roster of paired crows. She didn't want to use the same ones in case the birds remembered her.
Yeah, holding that grudge.
Or the previous experiment.
They're like, here I am trying to fuck my dead buddy, and it turns out it's not even him.
And so here she is again. Stuffed. Here's Swift again to mark it all down. In the second trial, she presented the living crows with either a taxidermied crow that was laying on its side as if road killed, or a taxidermied crow that was propped up to appear as though it was still alive. Says the living birds seem to be able to tell the difference, choosing to scold or caw at the dead-looking corpse more often and dive bomb or mob the live-looking one more often.
Ooh. Some real fucking...
But it said here, too, these crows were also sexually harassed. Sexual events occurred 4 times with the lifelike crows and 8 times with the road-killed ones.
This sounds like India. Just like a bunch of dudes fucking fucking raping these things.
So in this study, that the more crows like the dead crow pussy or penis.
Well, you know, the crow community, what they say is like the only good crow pussy is dead crow pussy.
That's a bumper sticker that you often see on crows' nests.
Dude, these crows ain't true blue beach ponies, I'll tell you that.
I don't know if I'll ever look at a crow the same after this.
I know, you're like, get the fuck away from me, you sickos.
Beat it.
Like mentally ill, mentally ill birds.
You have dead crow jizz on you.
Yeah, he's like, dude, here. It's cool. Relax. All right. Everyone's doing it.
Crow could be the biggest scumbag in the animal kingdom. It's up there.
Maybe for the birds. Something tells me there's some scummier.
Think there's something that Hitchcock knew, and that's why he made the birds?
He's like, yeah, he knew that the crows were fucking sick, disgusting
deviants. According to Swift, the key to understanding this behavior may be timing. Every single one of the interactions occurred during the bird's breeding season. It's as though the birds interacted with the roadkill birds twice as often. She says the upright test wasn't performed as many times.
Twice as often. They're like, you know what, dude? These things, like, they're not even moving.
This lady is so willing to explain this away. So they're going through such intense hormonal changes as part of that breeding season, and they're so excitable. I think that their forebrain recognizes that this individual is not a threat, that it's not alive, but they're so charged up that they can get overcome and responding to that stimulus.
Dude, I love how they're like, please, our beautiful crows that we've spent our life studying, please tell me that this isn't what they do.
Yeah, they're dead ant. Yeah.
What if they just fucking love it?
They love
it. What if they're just
that's
like,
the explanation.
I can't wait for you to die because I'm going to fuck the shit out of you.
Kevin McGowan, I don't know if he's related to Rose or not. He's been studying crows in central New York for 30 fucking years.
That's a... How much is there to fucking... Like, 30 years, how much... I think you could learn after a year. Don't you?
This guy's probably outlived, like, a ton of these crows. He's with the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
I mean, I would just like to know what he found out. That he couldn't have found out in the first, like, 2 years.
I'll tell you what he says he's found out. He said, what we see with a lot of birds and a lot of other animals out there is they're working their way through their lives pretty gracefully, encountering predators and yelling at them and encountering potential mates and courting them and doing what looks like normal 30, life.
30 years down the tube of this guy's salary.
This guy gets promoted.
Dude, what do you think he does when he shows up to work? Well, let's get those binoculars. I'll watch those birds again.
Porno? I don't know.
Yeah, because there's nothing left to learn.
This guy, how old is he? When did he start? When he was 20? Now he's 50?
Yeah.
He just stayed on after college? Like, you're good with birds. Stay here.
You know, you're the only guy that...
stay in this dungeon by yourself.
Like, what's to study this shit?
He said, but every individual is just as stupid as we are, and they're stumbling through their lives in a lot of ways. What he just said means absolutely nothing.
What?
You will not be awarded any points, and we are all stupider for having listened to it. It says, in other words, they have to paraphrase this guy. How weird! It says, in other words, sometimes birds make mistakes, even intelligent birds like crows. That's not a mistake. Repeatedly?
Dude,
this is
no,
bullshit.
No. 30 years.
This is too classy of a source.
He's too close to this.
We need the Daily Mail cover this. This is too classy.
This guy's too close. He can't have his beloved fucking birds, again, be a bunch of perverts. Can't handle it. You can't handle the truth.
It says, and while necrophilia is certainly shocking to our human sensibilities, McGowan says, it's also, Shooter McGowan, says it's also squarely within the realm of possibility. I would have been totally surprised the first time I saw something like that, but it's not like they're swimming underwater. This guy sounds like he's out of his fucking mind.
Dude, that's what happens when you study crows for 30 years.
This guy sounds like a psychopath.
You lose your fucking shit.
That guy is no true blue fucking bird expert.
Yeah, he ain't no true blue beach pony, I'll tell you that.
What the fuck kind of... That's the end quote of the article. That's insanity. Not swimming underwater? Yeah, no shit. No one said they were, you weirdo.
By the way, would it be that weird? I mean, we have ducks, right? We have fucking... what are those birds that dive bomb in the water to get fish in the ocean?
Pelicans?
Yes.
Seagulls?
I don't know.
Somebody step on a duck.
We have a lot of birds that go underwater.
Just admit your beloved crows love fucking each other when they're dead.
Yeah, dude.
Who cares?
You fucking come to terms with it,
Deal
man.
Deal with it.
I think it's their hormones. There's no way that these beautiful things, like, they don't know what they're doing. They just don't know.
But they hold grudges, so be careful. Doing. What if you fuck a dead crow's like ex? He's the widower, and he holds a grudge against you forever.
Man,
like, the body wasn't even dead for 2 hours. You got to wait three.
Complex social system.
So it takes 30 years to crack the code.
Dude, I don't think that. I just don't get it. If you watch a crow 8 hours a day for like 3 weeks, I think you'll get a pretty good idea of what you're looking for.
And this guy's been there for 30 motherfucking years. Why do you need that much information anyway? What do you do with it?
You write articles like this about crows.
You get quotes?
It's all worthless info.
So you just call this guy for quotes? This fucking crazy man sitting in a basement by himself?
We've learned so much about crows that we're now down to their necrophilia.
It's quite a study to have your name on, though, if you're this lady. Really break into the crow scene.
I think that some rogue guy discovered this who's anti-crow, and this is just them.
Might have been Jim Crow.
He's like, you know what? I'm doing only crow stuff now.
Aren't there crow? Isn't that a Native American tribe or no? Or is that craw?
The crows?
Crows?
Probably both of them are Native.
It's probably a biker gang.
The crows?
The black crows may be affected by this.
I think the county crows, they're going to change their name.
They could.
To the...
Adam Derwitz.
The dead crow fuckers.
That's a good band name.
That'd be decent.
Could I do this one last one?
Yeah.
Wrap it up. This is from Garnet, Great White North. This is from MiamiCBSLocal.com. Jacksonville. Two men went into, I don't know if it was a convenience store or a liquor store in Jacksonville. One of them was carrying a live alligator.
I saw this.
And a video of the incident that went viral. You see one of the men run into the store holding the gator with his right hand. The gator had his mouth taped shut. He walks with the gator toward the counter asking, y'all ain't out of beer, are you? Like threatening the fucking poor person.
So this is like a stick up via alligator.
Yeah, with his mouth taped.
I'll untape this son of a bitch.
Imagine we're like, hey man, the fuck? He then sees someone in the back of the store and says, is he taking the last bit of beer? You aren't taking the last bit of beer, are you? And like makes
Does this guy only sell one style of beer and it's all gone?
I don't know. The man with the gator jokingly runs at the other man in the store and laughs. He then grabs a 12-pack of beer. One of the men, Robert Barr, admits that he'd been drinking.
Oh, what?
Yeah, no. Shocking. Barr and Kevin Keene have been charged with illegal possession of an alligator, illegal exhibition of dangerous wildlife, and cruelty
Wait,
to animals.
Is that an illegal exhibition of wildlife? That's a pretty good charge. That's a pretty good charge.
I saw the interview of one of these fucking weirdos, and the guy claims he was blacked out. He goes, I have no idea how I got the alligator. I have no idea. I don't remember any of it.
That's a true alligator wrangler. If you can catch an alligator, we blacked out drunk.
He goes, and this is a quote. He goes, that store's got some good liquor. And I was drinking a lot of it. And then he went back for more.
Whoa.
Yeah, doesn't remember.
If this isn't his drinking rock bottom, then I don't know what ever will be. This guy, like, this is your thing. Like, stop drinking, man. You know what? They're like, dude, you brought an alligator into
this
a store.
This guy got fucking killed.
He brought an alligator.
Part of this shitty prank.
You caught a wild alligator, and then you brought him to the liquor store with you. You need to stop drinking.
Trying to hold it up. What the fuck?
Yeah, that really is the bottom of the barrel.
here he is fucking holding it in the goddamn store. The decent size, not tiny.
Dude, what the?
It's fucking weirdo.
Oh, my God. What a fucking idiot.
What? I'd love to be on jury duty for that because you know it's a quick case. It's video.
I would be the guy saying, I don't know, guys.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Was he roofied? Was he? Who knows?
Man.
And then I'd be like, do you know crows like to fuck their dead?
Watch this video I have. It's pretty great.
Hey, I have this guy who has been studying for 30 years.
Mom, my new cellmate said that he robbed a liquor store with an alligator.
Brandon, stay away from him. We don't trust gator lovers.
He seems like a cool guy.
That's not true, Blue Beach Pony, where I'm from, Brandon.
Sorry, Mom. I want to be your true blue beach pony.
Yeah, you are. But right now you're not being it. You're being a true blue trooper. No need for humans.
What if Dassey loved horses and his cell was just covered in fucking Horse drawings pictures? He does with his own duty on the wall?
His own blood. That's a blood pony? It's the rarest pony of them all.
Stephen Avery probably showed him what a blood pony was.
He's like, God, just to fucking, to have been there and really find out what happened.
That's the problem with all these documentaries is like the same with the staircase. I just want to know what happened one way or the other.
What's the real story?
Yeah, like what is it? Something happened.
Well, I think we know what happened with Making a Murderer.
And so I think Avery had something to do with it, at the very least. Dassey.
Wait, something to do with it? I think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I think.
All.
Yeah, I think they all did it. It's my opinion.
I heard she was wearing a cat suit, and Avery was a known cat killer, which they really gloss over in the
documentary. He tried to throw her in a fire and then realized it was a woman?
They're like, well, yeah, there was the one time where he tortured a fucking animal. But
haven't we all done that? Come on, guys.
We're all just a bunch of True Blue Beach ponies having a good time out here.
We all burned a cat alive?
We need to put out a True Blue Beach Pony like toy line. They're just all the beach ponies out there.
That would be, we can get, I'm sure they probably, Threadless, they probably sell like toys and shit.
Having a good time. There's the beach, the ones playing beach volleyball.
Yeah. Dude, think about throwing a live animal on a fire. How fucking horrific that is.
And I'm no animal lover. I couldn't even come close to doing that. Well, it was a baby squirrel that was chasing me across state lines.
A cat or like a kitten? I mean, it's the saddest shit you ever see.
Imagine the noises it would make, the smell.
It's burning alive.
A crow would fly in and there and try to fuck it.
And they just gloss over it.
They're like,
it's a huge red flag.
Or the time where he showed his dick to like a his cousin or his sister or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she upset him.
He's like, crows do this shit all the time.
Yeah, who cares, man? Big deal.
I'm just trying to be a true blue beach pony.
Hey, Steven, you're just the criminal. I'm the hot prosecutor. I'm the true blue beach pony. I wouldn't be shocked if that guy did say that. That guy would fuck a dead crow, allegedly.
Yeah, that guy would fuck a dead guy. Would fuck anything, a dead body.
What was
whatever.
His name? The guy had a creepy name, too.
Ken?
Ken Krause or something?
Something like that.
Tell me the truth, Brandon. Did you do it? Me, Kenny.
Don't tell him, Brandon.
Are you both visiting me in prison?
You keep your JNCOs shut.
Hey, Brandon. What you doing in here? I'm in here, too, because I ask all these women that have been raped if they want to go on dates with me.
Oh, is that illegal?
I don't think it is, but I guess they say it is. Should we play the horse song to close us out again?
Yeah, let's get a little horse. Let's get a little horse action in here.
Thank you for the song. That's Pepper. I don't really have any email address. I don't know if he wants it given out or not, but
he might just be a man who's just like
just in it for the pure love of the game.
Yeah, he's like because he's got great musical talent, but his tastes tend towards the darker side of life. So the only place you're going to be able to perform your musical numbers on is the Danish and O'Neill podcast.
He's gone to every fucking American Idol audition singing this song.
Finally, he's found a home for it.
Lionel Richie loved it, but the rest of the judges
they're like, Lionel, did you fucking hear what it was about?
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, horse fucking, man.
It's like, that's what I wrote all night long about.
It's original. It's about me fucking a horse. I just got this new thoroughbred.
All night long.
He's like, you can even hear me like riding it in that song.
You can see my Jerry curl splashing its eyes. Here it is, Pepper, with a song that he just calls Horse. He sent it to me. That's all.
I'd say it's all you need.
It doesn't tell you what it's about. That's for sure. It's about a horse. But it's a lot more than
the episode that we heard previously. We opened with it. This would be an interesting. This would be a good transition. You close with it. You open with it.
Yeah.
Next time around.
No, the last episode we opened with Beardo.
Oh no, Beardo. Yeah.
Wait,
we opened with this song.
Yeah, we're opening.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
These podcasts are all flowing together.
This is bookended by Pepper. Thank you, Sergeant Pepper. Thank you for your service.
Do it, do it.
Here it is. Enjoy, everybody. Stay away from those crows. They're fucking scumbags.
Yeah.
Help if it started playing.
Here we go.
Saw you out there grazing on some grass. Couldn't help but notice that gorgeous ass. That tail flips so seductively, almost like a hand was welcoming me. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. Hey, baby girl, do you want an apple? I'll take you to the wedding chapel. Hey, baby girl, do you want some grains? Your hindquarters are making me insane. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. You're a beautiful animal, but I don't wanna fuck you. I don't wanna fuck you now. I might be a man, you might be a horse, but this bond between us is an overwhelming force. If they could see inside us, then they'd know that it's true. Inside of me, and I'd be inside of you.
a sad song. They belong together,
but
they can't be together.
Can't be together.
Society doesn't see it.
I love how he's trying to trick himself. I don't want to fuck you, but I desperately do.
That's the interesting part.
Everybody,
unreliable narrator.
Everybody, stay a true blue beach pony out there.
Yeah, just that's all you can do these days. Stay a true blue beach bushman.
We got to get Bushman to say that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What do you mean? What's his beach pony?
True blue beach pony. He would have trouble, I think, with the phrase. It would take, I think, at least 5 takes would be my guess.
Yeah.
To say one clean true blue beach pony. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
You know who would, you know who I picture saying true blue beach pony?
John Little?
No. From the Ding Dong Show, Tennessee Ernie Tuxedo.
Oh,
he's a true blue beach pony.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I could see him saying that.
I want to be known as the true blue beach pony boy.
No, dude, you don't mess with that phrasing. You keep it perfect, exactly how it is.
Puckett.
Can't add anything to
that
it.
That should be on Puckett's tombstone. She coined the phrase, true blue beach. What if that's the only thing she's done in her life is coin that phrase?
We need to get another shirt that's just like a dead crow orgy.
Jesus. It just says crows?
Welcome to the crows. Who knew?
The crow's nest. It's a bar.
Fucking. Oh, man.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. There you go. It's an animal-inspired episode. The fight takes place tomorrow. As you're listening to this, in real life, it takes place in how many weeks?
Wait, tomorrow, if you're listening to this.
Isn't this come out the 24th? No, sorry.
That comes out the 20th.
Fight took place last night. 6th
at night, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was a barn burner.
Yeah. Lou's at his brunch as we speak. All right, everybody, thank you for listening. And Pepper, great work as always.
Yes, very enjoyable.
You're a beautiful animal, but I don't want to fuck you.
I do. I want to fuck you.
All right, take care.
Peace out.